Okay, before we get into this episode of the 13th Age, this cliffhanger-ish episode of the 13th Age, I want to give a shout-out to everybody that helped us determine what Bramble's replacement was going to be. Specifically out there, Mr. Jonathan Tweet, thank you for suggesting the Necromancer that pretty much fit with what Tyler was going for, I think. But
we'll
also,
see,
I want to
we'll see.
I also want to thank Martin Kay. He's the guy who penned the Dark Pacts and Ancient Secrets book. He chimed in with Sword Mage. We actually got a lot for Sword Mage. And I also want to mention everyone that voted Paladin. I'm sorry.
You wasted your life.
But that's vetoed because the 13th Age, as Chris pointed out to me later, works better when everyone's a unique class. So I'm sorry, but your votes were then redistributed, and you'll find out what Tyler chose for his character in this episode. But again, I want to thank all the communities, the Reddit community, the Facebook group, the 13th Age on Google+, and most of all, every one of you listeners who felt like you wanted to chime in and help us craft the 13th Age into a better story. So I appreciate that, and without further ado, take it away, Chris.
Hey, everybody. It's time for some 13th Age action with the Comics Brew Fellas. I'm Chris. I am your GM, DM, whatever you want to call the person running shit in the system. You can call it that. That's me. And I'm joined by four player characters. They are in no particular order.
Garrett, also known as Vic Tarsus, the one and only occultist. My one unique thing being that I have died a long time ago and was re...
No one's ever died before.
No one's ever died, yeah.
I died last time.
I came back.
Wait, I've come back. No. My name is Josh. I am Baxter Knottweiler, the former dog, now reincarnated as a human paladin. And that one unique thing was I was the Great Gold Worm's dog.
I'm Adam, playing Argon Shieldheart, the cleric, the human cleric. And one unique thing is I'm the last living member of a group of elite spies for the Crusader. That's, you know, I'm not too happy with the Crusader these days.
Tyler, we'll get to your character. Don't say
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm Tyler, and you'll see who I'm playing.
Yeah.
All right. Smells funny.
Speaking of Tyler, let's start there.
Right on.
So, by this time in the story, actually, we'll get to Tyler's character. we probably should set this up first. So, the last session ended with Bramble being horribly murdered and just desecrated. His body was buried in the forest.
I sat his vigil.
Yep. Argon poured one out for his homie and made a little fire and burned one. And you guys decided that you were going to head toward the forge. The dwarven stronghold, a little bit north of it is where you guys are really, or northwest or where you guys are going, but... Overall, that's the direction you're going. Now, you have two modes of travel. There are two paths, I guess. You could go north towards Nomad and cut across, or you could go diagonal through the Fangs and probably cut down a little bit of time, but you're going to be crossing big-ass rivers and some swampy marshland full of God knows what. So what path do you guys want
to
go?
I used to have fangs. I think we go to the fangs. The fangs sound like a good place to be. And I heard that once there was a traveling carnival in there.
I agree with the fangs.
Yeah, fangs sound good, dog.
I'm still not quite so happy that you're wearing Bramble around your chest, by the way.
There's a lot of nasty things in the fangs, guys.
Yeah.
I mean honestly.
We're fucking three of them. Bring it the fuck on.
You know what? I'll just go along with you.
Either way, my swag's better than your swag, and I go out front.
All right, so you guys, you have horses, if I remember correctly.
Yes, my horse's name is Sweetie Pie.
That's right. And you guys get, you know, settled up from the cemetery, and you ride off into the wild blue yonder. I need everybody, the three of you, to make me relationship rolls before we do this.
Yes.
Should I make my rolls now?
No, you'll do yours later.
Okay. So I'm doing two with the Great Gold Worm and one with the three.
Yes, sir.
I got a five with a Great Gold Worm.
I also have a feat that lets me re-roll a relationship die once per day.
All right.
So, boom.
I got
nope.
A five with the Crusader and a five with the other.
Okay.
So I'm going to re-roll one of my... Actually, I'm going to re-roll this one. I'm going to re-roll one of my Great Gold Worms.
That's right.
I got a whole bunch of nothing, Chris.
All righty. Sounds good. So... you folks set off into, like I said, the Wild Blue Yonder.
Hey, Argon.
What up, dog?
What's your horse's name?
Why don't you fucking ask him?
Hey, horse, 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 horse. Someone's got to answer for the horse. Horse.
Nay!
What's your name, horse?
Nay!
Your horse's name is Nay.
Yeah, well,
Nay-Nay. Nay-Nay. Hey, wait! Everybody remember good old Nay-Nay?
Uh-huh. Riding Nay-Nay.
Comics Brew plays past.
So you travel to the Barrens above. Your travel to the Barrens above the Forge is going to take you at least 3 weeks to get there. Still, I already kind of set that up. So, so you guys are going to avoid the Queen's Woods and just cut directly through the Fangs. I like it. So your march towards the Fangs has been uneventful up to this point. Okay. It's probably been about 3 or 4 days into it.
I like to think as I see fish darting through the little tide pools and stuff, I like every once in a while dive off my horse to try and get it.
All right. We'll say that you guys crossed this first river inlet. Maybe there was like a passing or you made a boat of some sort to get across.
Forded the river.
These are pretty big ass rivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
we lost Judy to dysentery.
Yeah. But I'm going to assume that you guys got across one and you guys are kind of in between the first two of the Fangs rivers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
North of the hellhole.
Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. you guys have been traveling. You guys have made a really good pace up to this point. But now it's kind of night is falling. You are aware of the hell hole. That's kind of like maybe some of the branches that you were passing by when you got past are charred or destroyed, or the ground looks like it's dead and decaying and whatnot.
You guys can't tell, but every hair on the back of my neck is straight up. Okay. I'm trying to make myself look bigger.
So you guys, you find a safe place to make camp, and you begin the process of setting up a fire. Probably maybe go hunting or fishing for some food.
Maybe you guys did some
fishing on the way. But yeah, you guys are just getting your camp prepared. So this is about, let's say, 3 days out from when you guys left.
I will take first watch if you guys would like to sleep.
I like it.
Feeling a little grisly.
I go to bed.
Okay. So we cut the black as you guys are kind of doing your thing, and we see a big 3 days earlier appear on our imaginary screens.
Mental screen.
Yeah. So you all see, not your characters, but you guys see.
The players, yeah.
You have kind of the viewpoint from something that's very small, and it's trudging through a forest. It's pushing through. You can kind of hear the low growl and almost whine of an animal, and this creature that's plodding through, the small thing kind of turns and looks, and you see next to it is this just massive undead bear walking next to it.
Gotcha.
And you guys see that this being gets to a clearing, and it sees the piles of ash, and it sees a hunter, and it sees another bear. No, there was another bear. But you see the hunter and whatnot. The ramifications of a fight had happened. And it kind of looks around and just kind of...
Does it see the blood trail lead off as we carried Bramble
away? It definitely sees, the massive, kind of blood spill.
Yeah. And it's all glass.
Yeah, just glass shards everywhere. And it walks up and picks one up and kind of flicks it and just, and puts it in its pocket.
Does it even go,
It does now. I'm in control. Look at me. I'm the captain.
Look at me. I'm the character now.
And so it kind of looks around, and then you see it kind of sniff the air, and it starts to trudge backwards away from this kind of fight, and eventually gets to the first scene where I think there's a couple dead imps, and it sees the patches there, and it's just kind of walking through sniffing. And eventually it comes upon a freshly dug grave that is directly in front of it. And the camera pulls out. And what do we see, Tyler?
You see a small gnome wearing, I guess the best way you could describe it is a papal robes and a papal hat. And carrying a large staff, ornately decorated.
But what color?
All gold.
All gold?
All
nice.
Gold.
Very nice.
100% gold.
Ornate.
Ornate.
Ornate, yes. Almost to the point of being, super pretentious.
It's, a little too much.
It's ostentatious.
It's the last pope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this robe is, so big it's dragging on the ground. But it's what he, it looks regal. As he The figure in the robe, though, is a small, withered-looking, gray, kind of gaunt gnome. Just totally at odds.
Like how we all assume the fucking guy from the new Star Wars is going to be.
So you kind of.
Snoke.
Like the last
thank you.
Pope.
I look as close to dead as possible.
Are you also a Nazi?
Dead. No, not
okay.
quite.
The last Pope was.
Yeah. Good old Ratzinger. But yeah, so that's the little figure that the audience sees, I suppose.
All right.
He sort of begins to wave his hands over the grave.
Shakily, like
yeah.
So you begin to wave your hands, and at first there's no kind of movement in the dirt. And you kind of wiggle your hands and maybe, you know, start straining yourself, and you actually feel beads of sweat appearing on your forehead.
Kind of looks like he's playing an invisible piano.
Yeah, I like it.
You gotta bob your neck back and forth, like,
yeah,
and then slowly
really going for it.
The dirt and fist and claw start to come up, and you see this kind of green hand claw its way out of the dirt, and you see that probably some decay. It's, you know, a couple days. The joints seem maybe a little stiff.
Though.
Yeah, you know, pulls itself out of it the best it can, and you see that. This thing has, like, a horrible, horrible scar upon it. Like, there are just ribs and bones exposed in places. But for the most part, I mean, like, it's together. You can use your...
I'm magic, so...
Yeah, you can use your magic to kind of hold it together.
And it, as soon as it's all the way out...
it's definitely look a little thrillery.
Yeah. And you have a half-orc. Did you guys bury it with with his axe?
No, someone took Flurry. I took Flurry.
That's right. So you have a...
I have Flurry.
You have
forgot about that.
A large half-orc standing in front of you that just kind of stares down at you dimly.
And I look up at him, raise my hands, and I go, up, up! And he picks me up, sets me on his shoulder, and we just start going.
Fucking bitch. So.
All right.
So now I'm riding on his shoulders.
Okay.
I'm
like riding a rotten bramble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But so
you're Krang.
I like to think that it, like,
I'm not in the bot. Like, well, yeah.
I like to think it goes like I envision it going. It kind of like looks at you and turns and starts to walk away, like very uninterested in you.
Yeah.
And then you're just like up, up, and it kind of looks back at you, and then like you kind of glare at it and maybe use like a little bit more sorcery.
Snap
and then
my fingers a little bit.
You, and then it plops you on its shoulder. I like to think this is a very begrudging minion that you have, like. It Bramble's essence lived on into the afterlife, even though he doesn't have a soul. It still embodies who he is.
He does. I just have it.
Oh, it's true.
But well, the body doesn't have a soul.
Yeah. With Flurry on hit, it hits. You can swing again.
It's as a
quick action, free action.
It's two-handed on a hit.
Yeah,
on a hit as a free action once per battle, you can make another attack on a close enemy.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
and that's a recharge. I think it was 11 plus after 16, battle.
16, I think.
11 or 16 plus.
I'll look
figure
it
out when I feel like using
yep.
it.
Yep. Yeah,
do you
so.
Use two-handed weapons?
No, I don't. So I would have to lose my shield to use
so
it.
So that kind of fades
but
out.
I can just drop it.
And we cut back to the group that's camping. So you guys have this. You guys have set up your campfire. Night is falling. And you guys just, it's just the three of you around this fire. What do you guys talk about? What are you guys doing?
Well, I thought he went to bed. I'm on watch, and I don't know what he's doing.
Shaving.
Shaving?
Yeah.
Oh God, what the fuck is your name? What's your name? Vic. Hey, Vic. Vic.
Fuck you, dog.
We rarely talk, Vic.
There's a reason for that.
My question for you is, what was it like when you died? Because I very well remember when I died.
I remember blackness.
Like, the whole time?
Yeah.
Because when I died, it was like, boom, and then I was in a baby. Then I was a baby.
You were in a baby?
Phrasing.
I was reborn.
Yeah.
I was
are
reborn.
Not doing phrasing anymore?
I wake up briefly just to yell, gross.
No, I had a mother and a father and everything.
So you've had two mothers and fathers?
Yes.
That's strange.
That's right.
That's very strange.
Well, with Bramble being gone, I'm trying to cope with my own seeming mortality.
Ah.
He suddenly the dog party realizes, oh shit, I can die.
Wait, death is real.
I even go like, I just, like, as we start talking, I kind of slowly, like, get closer to you.
I definitely inch away.
I hate dogs.
But I'm still keeping, just like, he moves, and then you move, and then he moves again, and then you move. So just, like, slowly working around the fire.
Vic, I'm not a dog anymore, though.
You smell like one.
Tyler, real quick, give me relationship dice.
Relationship dice.
Do we get to know who they are? Or?
Oh, Chris,
I'll leave that up to him.
Do you remember
where they are?
Well, then the two negative I'll roll first.
Okay.
By the way, rolled your new dice you gave me? Fucking nothing. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Well, I got nothing positive on those two, and then the one off, nothing.
Okay, so
fours and twos all around.
Did anybody roll anything?
Motherfuckers are dying.
Me, I got a five.
I love got two it. Fives.
Okay.
Fuck.
Welcome to my gift. I shaved them all.
I shaved them all.
All right, so eventually the conversation dies down as the embers of the fire.
It was never very lively.
So eventually the conversation dies down as the embers of the fire slowly start to as well, and you turn into your night of sleep. You set up a watch. Do you guys have a watch order?
Yeah, I'm first.
Baxter's first.
I'll go second.
Then Baxter again, so I can keep sleeping.
I mean, no, but that's nice.
So Argon's last.
Yes.
Just so I know, are you guys sleeping in your armor? Are you taking your armor off?
I don't have any other clothes.
Yeah, I don't wear much.
I'd like to imagine that I don't take it all off, but I take the more cumbersome pieces off, like the breastplate, the... So I'm like half armored, I'd say.
I sleep anywhere.
I use my shield as a pillow.
All right, Baxter.
I do too.
Nice give me a wisdom roll. Seeing what's going down on your watch.
Okay. Since I'm a scout or captain, can I add anything?
I would say scout would work.
Scout, cool. Wisdom plus scout. Yay. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, 18.
18? All right. You do not see anything eventful on your... your watch. Everything is as it should be. Peaceful.
Can
you
I
hear the some birds or some night animals making noises, but for the most part, everything is good. You wake up Vic.
Can I roll this?
Well, for what?
And I role play waking him up.
Oh yeah, sure, I don't care. You do you, baby.
Vic, and I put my hand under his under his neck to try and move his head.
Jesus Christ, your hand is cold.
Hey, it's your watch, Vic. Not Vic. Nothing
don't
happened.
Fucking
nothing
touch happened. Me, you
nothing
weirdo.
Happened. Nothing happened. I'm gonna go sleep over there.
Yeah. Go do your circles.
So when I sleep over there, I just put my shield down, fall straight on it, and then put my like I'm on my hips like this way, so it looks uncomfortable as fuck, but I fall asleep right away.
It sounds like you're about to get plowed from behind while you're laying on your shield.
No. Like
hips wide open.
Yeah, but I'm like, that would clench my ass.
Better than arms wide open.
Perfect.
Yeah, under make the it tighter for me.
Yeah, a little bit of clench.
Passerbys.
Anyway.
You are such a closeted gay, it's ridiculous.
I don't think there's any closet there anymore. All
right, so, Vic, please give me your wisdom roll as you look out on your watch.
My wisdom. I roll a 13.
All right, to the best of your knowledge... nothing sketchy is happening. Y'all good in the hood. You hear some owl noises.
Uh-huh.
Maybe see like a deer run by. and you can wake up Argon, or I can just go to Argon waking up. It's up to you.
I pee on him.
Okay. All right. You, Argon.
Hi. I had that coming. Yeah, I deserve that one.
You are woken up by the...
I roll over in my armor and I'm like, nice.
You are awakened by the pitter-patter of tinkle on your face.
Like a gentle golden rain.
I didn't have to pee that bad.
Is it... I am...
Yeah, it's your
I'm
watch.
I'm mad at first, but... That's my watch.
Word. All right, yeah. I'm going to go wash my face first.
Make sure we don't die.
I wash my face.
I didn't see anything, either.
Okay, word. What about the poochers?
Did he just stuck his hand in my neck, and I needed to get the hell away.
What
from
did
me.
He see?
He didn't say anything.
Well, yes, I did.
You should tell you. Nice. Yeah. All right.
No, I didn't tell you. You son of a bitch. You were
I'm
just
bad at telephone.
uh,
All right. So I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna get myself all geared up. You know, put the pieces of armor on that I had taken off. Wash myself.
All right.
And,
call.
Wash myself. All
right. Everybody leave the room except for Adam.
Everybody get the fuck out. All
right, Argon, your watch has started. Everyone has left the room here, so it's just Adam and I. So you are on your watch, doing your thing. The campfire embers are just kind of softly there, and just beyond like the edge of light that's provided by the embers of the campfire, you see a figure, like a hooded figure standing there.
Okay.
And you see it kind of stick its hand out and motion to you. And as it kind of sticks its hand out, you see part of its cloak gets moved. And, like, you see a human face, but you clearly see there are scars and other kind of things going on with it. And it points to you and beckons you and has two glowing red eyes.
Make sure I've got a firm grip on my Morningstar.
Okay.
And then walk over there. Like, I'm not just skipping willy-nilly, but I'm definitely...
Are you being cautious to not wake the other guys up?
That's what I was about to say. I'm also going to be cautious to make sure that nobody else wakes up.
So you kind of follow this figure, and eventually it kind of takes you past the group, like outside of earshot, maybe a little bit into like maybe there are some woods or some high bushes or something like that that you've kind of entered into.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns to you, and you see that it has all like black leather armor on. It has a bow strung to its back. And the centerpiece of the bow is like a carved demon skull, and the horns kind of bend out to where the bow strings are.
That's pretty fucking metal.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. Cool.
That's pretty rad. Sweet said, bow.
It's got two dark red eyes, and it kind of looks at you and says, "The time for pleasantries are right, not right now. You need to explain yourself. Your queen demands answers for your assault on her children."
I had to keep up appearances. You know, I can't be a very good spy and soldier if I just play favorites all the time.
Okay, looks at you, he's like, "You were supposed to be fulfilling blood sacrifices in her names, yet you have not done any. She has not seen any blood from you."
Yeah, that's a good point. You got me on that one. you're a hundo. I killed that one guy at the very beginning. While he knew it, it's gonna count for something. It's a little cruel.
He just kind of stares at you blankly, just... "To say she is displeased is an understatement."
Uh-oh.
"She feels that you have lost faith in her ways."
Oh, no. I promise you that's not the case.
"Perhaps the others have corrupted you, then?"
No. Oh no. I can barely stand those dudes. They definitely have not corrupted me.
"So they've not turned you away from what you once were?"
No.
"Do you remember what you were?"
I mean, I'm assuming this person is from the Diabolist.
Yes.
Okay. Because I remember what I was when I was for...
It's the same guy that you saw in the house.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, I'm a butcher, I suppose. I do like butchering people. I remember that.
"It'd be best for you to remember that soon, or else her patience will run out."
All right.
"Do not forget those stones," and he points to the hammer of your war. Is it warhammer or a mace?
It's a mace.
Yeah, he points to your mace like, "Those belong to her. You will collect them for her, will you?"
Yeah, I could probably do that.
"Do not turn on her for those. Those are hers."
Okay.
"You make a play on them, you will answer for it."
Right. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't even remember that there were gems inside of my mace.
You got the blue one. The soul.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant, yeah.
No, it's cool. So he kind of takes a step back and he's like, "Your opportunity to win her favor is coming. You will accept the request that will soon be presented to you. You will guide your allies into her grasps. And if you don't, our next visit will not be so cordial."
Okay, quick question. The mark that you burned onto me, what's that for?
Tracking.
Okay, right. Yeah, I probably could have pieced that together. That makes a lot of sense.
It's easier to find you once we knew. We have you in our books. Before it was just guess, really. It's kind of knew you might be by one of the stones and showed up. I was lucky.
Right. Okay, yeah. I mean, You bring up some valid points. Employee review, unsatisfactory.
Needs improvement.
Needs improvement.
We like to work with positivities here with the Diabolist.
Try to keep everybody smiling.
Exactly. Give them a negative, give them a positive.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I know where my bread gets buttered. I know that I serve her.
Okay.
And, yeah, I will.
She is excited to see you do that.
Yeah, should be a good time.
All right. Good talking to you. Best of luck. Remember, message coming. Follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Clear?
Yes. Looking for a sign.
Thank you. And so he kind of steps back and just vanishes into the shadows. And you are left by yourself out in the middle of the woods here. Do you take some time to think? Do you kind of head back to the group?
I stand there for a second, and then I head back quietly.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and go grab the rest of them. All right. So, Adam, you're on watch.
Yep.
You're looking around, and you start to hear some snapping of twigs off in a direction. And you definitely hear footsteps approaching you. Do you wake the others, or do you kind of sit it out to see?
I pick up my mace and kind of put the fire to my back so I'm not being light blinded, and I'd like to peer out in the direction of the noise to see what I can see.
Give me a wisdom roll.
I'm going to use my fancy pants new D20.
There you go. Hopefully it rolls like crap.
Yeah, all of ours have.
I bought my son some dice. I'm rolling those.
Nice.
I'm rolling hot so far.
Does this check include my level?
Yes.
That would be a 16.
All right. So you catch the faint, like, torchlight, and it looks like it's reflecting off of something shiny coming towards you.
Something shiny.
Looking at where it's held, it's probably someone's suit of armor or whatnot.
Right. Does it see me? Can I tell that it sees me? Like, am I pretty...
It's approaching your camp.
Okay. Hey, guys, don't act, but there's somebody coming close.
I've got an intelligence of 8. So I'm pretty dumb.
Just play.
I just go, huh? Like, do I have to roll so I don't do that?
No.
Okay.
Just play it chill. Play it chill.
I mean, if he told you that someone's coming, then I'm assuming you would know.
Baxter's pretty simple.
Yeah, but dogs kind of, you know, they don't necessarily go barking crazy.
Am I not an alert dog?
More of a hunting dog. You know the importance of quiet.
My neck is down.
Yeah.
So you wake them up.
Shoulder blades back.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to say anything? Or you just kind of let this figure approach you guys?
I just sit there in silence and kind of nod my head.
Okay.
I stand up.
Okay.
All right. Well, fuck it. Let's do this. Who goes there?
So you do call out?
Yes, I'm going to call out.
You hear a kind of gruff voice come back, just like, "Hello? Hello? I mean you no harm.
Step into the light. Slow-like. Real slow-like."
You see the figure approaching with a torch. It's illuminating like golden armor.
Mm-hmm.
You see on his face there's like a, kind of like a nasty scar that runs down. He's got kind of a crooked nose. Probably looks like it's like Owen Wilson with a scar. He's got a fucked up nose.
Weapons down.
His name's Broen.
Weapons down.
Broen. He says, "Please know that I am armed." Or sorry, he's like, "I'm a knight in the service of the Great Golden Worm."
Weapons down. Weapons down. He's
like,
"I wish
to speak with you. Please know that I am armed, and I will approach you with a weapon at my side, but in hopes of just having a simple conversation."
I sheathe my weapons, and I go over and embrace him as a brother.
Okay.
I do none of that nonsense and stay right where the fuck I am.
Hop up and stand next to Argon in defiance.
You guys see that there's just a human male standing in front of you with, like, stringy brown hair, as I said, like that with Owen Wilson's nose.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Wow.
Did you see the John Wick?
Dude, they're so good.
They're so good.
All of them. He's got green eyes. So he's got this golden armor on. He's got, like, a tattered blue cloak that is pretty much, like, looks like it's been through some shit.
It's dirty.
And in the center of his breastplate is the symbol of the Great Golden Worm. He's got a shield on his back, and he carries a bastard sword at his side.
Just like me.
And he says, I am Sir Gregory Thorne. And as I've said, I am a knight of the Great Golden Worm.
Gregory, Sir Gregory, do you recognize me?
He kind of looks at you, he's like, I'm sorry, sir, but I do not know who you are.
I remember you. I've seen visions of you. I serve the great gold worm, too. Exactly. My name is Baxter.
It's like Baxter,
not Weiler.
It's a pleasure to meet you. He's like, it's always good to see another member of the worm service.
I saw you leave on your crusade. Do you remember the dog? The little dog?
He's like, that was a while ago. I'm sorry. There's been a lot that's gone down.
I want to basically make it so this guy trusts me implicitly.
Okay.
I would like to use my charisma to try and do that.
Sniff his butt.
But I'd basically like to convince him that I'm as honorable, if not more so than him.
That's fine. Yeah. So I don't think it's really going to take a role unless you just don't be a dick to him.
Cool.
So he kind of looks at you. He's like, my allies and I have are stationed in the area for the past couple of years. There's a fort down the road that we have taken up. He's like,
how many? How many strong? How many people you got?
He's like, there's about 13 of us there.
Was there a battle?
He's like, we came here to deal with the hellhole a little bit south. And, well, we've been stationed here ever since.
Still in here, yeah.
Now, there's a lot of bandits and rather unsightly creatures in this area, so if you would like, you may travel up with us there, and we shall provide you better safety for the night than you would find out here.
I advise my companions. We should go. We should go.
Wait, did you just come into the woods looking for strangers to invite them back home?
It's like, I saw your campfire on our patrol, and I told my team about it, and we came back. I've now ridden back to invite you in.
That seems fucking suspect.
I would like to see if... I mean, I trust him. I'd like to go with him.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you, Vic?
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Great Gold Worm, but...
But the Golden Guard, is that what they're called?
The Golden Company.
The Golden Company is renowned through the land as, like, the most honorable stalwart knights.
Would I know that? Is that just, like, general world knowledge?
Yeah, I think that's just
general lore, yeah. Okay.
Well, then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
The hot meal sounds great.
Yeah, warm bed, private room.
We'll probably sleep in the barracks,
you're
to be honest.
You're expecting a lot. Yeah.
We'll probably be in the barracks. I too have spent many a time in a fort for the Golden
Coming
Company.
From a lady?
Yeah. Excellent. He's like, we do have some tents we could allow you to sleep in.
Take
He's
the
like,
tents. That's
one of our buildings has unfortunately collapsed, and the other one has become the makeshift, well, everything. We cook there, we clean... We bathe ourselves.
Right. Don't poo where you cook. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, well, we've dug a latrine out back. Don't worry.
Yeah. dug a latrine out.
We got a shitter out back.
That's like, a solid choice.
If you wish to follow me, you're more than welcome to.
They got a shitter. I'm going with them.
All right, yeah.
I would like to ride Sweetie Pie up front with Sir Gregory Thorne.
Sounds good.
And I'd like to ply him for information about his... efforts against the hellhole in the general area.
All right. So as you guys ride, what are you going to ask him?
How long have you been stationed here, and how many times has the hellhole been assaulted?
He looks at you. He's like, "Oh, we've been here for, oh man, it's been going on about 5 years now, 5 or 6 years, I want to say. It's been quite a bit." He's like, the hellhole. It has its moments of. Flare-ups and not. Recently, it's been pretty quiet, so it's been nice, but...
That's good.
Has anyone ever ventured into it? Have you ever been any expeditions?
When we first arrived here, we sent a smaller battalion in there, but there are only 13 of us, and there's not much 13 could do against a hellhole. It is a hellhole, after all. There are demons and various... other nasty things that...
The Diabolist works in a horrible, horrible way.
Doesn't mean I don't
have you
see
tried
stuff?
To fill the hole?
Well, I mean, we could...
rocks and stuff? Some dirt?
I don't think you understand the size of hell holes,
I want
holes,
to apologize for my not nice friend.
What's the biggest hole you've seen?
Your
Rebels.
Moms. Your moms.
I've seen the Grand Canyon.
That was a pretty big hole.
I meant like Argon, not
yeah, not you.
Oh,
same answer.
Say yes.
Went to Colorado once.
I know nowhere of this Colorado, but
I know no Colorado. No,
so he looks. He's like, it is a massive hole that mere boulders cannot fill.
Not with that attitude.
Please forgive.
Perhaps you may
friend.
Talk with our team and devise some sort of boulder-filling plan with them, then.
Yeah,
On your head, I was just curious.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Yeah, so you guys ride for...
I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry. Go for it.
Well, and the hellhole conversation kind of threw me off.
Sorry, I just don't
even... Has anything suspicious or out of the ordinary happened in the past few months? We have had some, let's say, interesting encounters in the last few weeks, and we're wondering if it has spread as far as the Fangs.
I mean, there's definitely been an increase in bandits coming through here, but for the most part, things have been pretty quiet.
Okay, I don't really have anything else.
Okay. So you guys ride for about another hour, like, till you get to this fort. And you see that it is...
I try to get him to remember that I'm a dog. Like, the whole time, remember the damn dog.
You guys get there, and it's a pretty big fort. You got some folks around the central campfire. There's a building here where they do everything.
Yep.
It's got a couple guard posts and a lot of tents set up as well. So...
For those of you listening, he said tents and not tits.
Well, there's tits set up, too. You see that in the back, there is a large burned-down building. And then in the very back corner, there's a poop hole.
I see that.
Oh, there's a poop hole on the map.
Yeah, I know.
It's a nice four-square-sized shitter.
So. You got to plan that shit, man.
So you guys arrive.
You plan that shit so you can plan your shits.
You see that, you know, they have a little bit of a garden going on. They have fresh hay piled up for horses.
I asked them if there's any chore that needs doing.
He looks at you and he's like, No. We have enough men to take care of the daily chores. You just get some rest. It's like there's a tent. He kind of points to one of the tents in the back corner to the south of you guys. He's like, you may use one of those tents there for your likings. He's like, you may go change if you wish and join us by the bonfire for some food if you're hungry. But
before he dismisses us, I'd like to ask him for, as a captain, Baxter has some extent knowledge of how fort's defenses are supposed to be set up.
Okay.
I'd ask him for a tour.
Okay. Yeah, he just basically kind of walks you through. He's like, well, really our defenses are, you see the three towers with archers in them.
How many shifts do these archers have?
I mean, really just one. Maybe two.
No relief?
He's like, no, I mean... They're pretty good at what they do. We have some men guarding the front door if needed, and, you know, we stay pretty...
Are there any weak points of entry in the wall?
Nope, the walls are pretty solid. We haven't had any issues yet.
What caused the fire?
Demons.
Probably like, a hellhole.
Should fill that.
He looks at you like, he's like, when we first came to this area, this fort was taken over by bandits. So we, in the process of
liberating.
Cleansing it and naming it for the Great Golden Worm, unfortunately, we had to, the building was damaged.
What did they name it?
Waco.
I was going to call it Wormy Town.
I don't know, Waco's way better.
Fort Waco it is.
Fort Waco.
It's like, but we were able to christen it Fort Waco after one of the...
He also crispied those poor bandits.
It's like our previous leader, Janet Reno, she is.
This got kind of real.
Janet Reno.
Waco was a tragedy, folks. Just want everybody to know. Sad day.
It's nothing to make fun of.
Yeah. It's no laughing matter. Innocent people were killed.
The government kind of bungled that one.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but it wasn't their fault that they lit themselves on fire.
Well, I mean, you know, it could in a roundabout way.
I mean, if they weren't coming there to arrest them, then maybe they wouldn't have had to.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ.
All right, so, yeah.
Let's
so
have a Waco debate real quick, guys.
Riveting shit. All right. So what do you guys do? You guys are at this fort. You guys are...
I'd like to join the company around the campfire.
Okay. I'm going to...
Try and convince them
during our tour, did he give us a tour of the one building standing?
No, he did not let you in there.
Oh. We need to go in there.
Nope.
Okay.
He does not let you in there. He's like, why no, not? That's that is an area that we do not let outsiders into.
Why not?
Why not? Like, I'm not an outsider. I'm one of you.
It's like, well, you are not a member of the Golden Company.
Okay.
So that is strictly off limits. That is...
You're not ranked high enough.
I was a captain.
He's like, that is where we prepare our food, and, well, we have certain other things in there that we...
Are you feeding me people?
I think, no. Why would you think we're feeding you people?
Because you won't let me see the kitchen.
You got any people we can eat?
That's just...
Fuck.
So
he's like, yeah, it wouldn't be a problem. I just want to know.
yeah. So he's just very much like, nope, you can't. Nope, not going in there.
All right.
Like, we have very little rules, and one of the rules, mainly the only rule, is you can't go in there.
Can I? Can I look at the window? Have an aside with the guys before we join them around the campfire?
Sure.
Yeah. Do we want to go check out our tents and give us?
Yeah, I'd like an aside real quick. Yeah. But then I'm gonna go back to the campfire.
Yeah, let's all head to the tents and have a little convo.
Okay.
We'll huddle.
Suddenly, do I need to roll intelligence on this? Because should I be suspicious about not being allowed in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
General consensus.
No, is my character smart enough to know that? That's what I'm asking.
He's smart enough to pick up on the fact that both of us are pretty
cool.
Fucking.
I got high enough charisma. I could feel the room.
Yeah. You might not be smart, but you're empathetic.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
Guys, I will try and distract most of the guards. I think it's really suspect that they don't let us in there because from the social cues I'm getting from you guys.
Yeah, we're not big fans.
This is sketch.
Would you guys be able to maybe try and sneak in there a little bit, and I'll keep them distracted with stories of the good old days back at the Great Golden Citadel?
Yeah, you know, I know a thing or two about sneaking into a place or two. I'll go take a look-see.
Okay.
Harsh interference if necessary.
All right, yeah, go blocker. Sweet.
Cool. I will try and distract as many of them as possible with good stories of good times.
All right.
I go back to the campfire.
Roll over on your back and let him rub your belly.
I'd like to, prepare some flash powder or something.
Okay. You go over there. You're kind of chilling with them, talking. This guy here is the leader.
Okay.
The purple coat.
Do you want me to roll charisma to, keep them entertained or something?
Give me a roll, and then depending on what you roll, I'll give them a bonus to whatever they're going to do to try to get in.
Okay. Ooh, so I'm adding charisma?
Yes.
Okay.
And your level.
And my level?
Yep.
Okay, so 17.
Okay, awesome. So I'll give you guys a +2 to your rolls, your stealth rolls or whatever. What are you going to do to get into the building?
I'm going to with...
Is there a window?
Someone check the door to see if it's unlocked. No,
jiggle, 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 jiggle.
There are windows, but they're boarded over.
They're boarded open?
Boarded over.
Where's the door at?
It is...
It's like one on each end, is it?
There is... It's more towards the south, where you guys are.
Is it facing the center of the fort?
It's like right here. Facing
you. Yeah. Okay. No, there you go.
Yeah, I couldn't see your cursor.
Yeah, neither could I. Is there a back door?
We got it now.
Can I go look and see if there's a back door?
You can certainly try.
I would like to...
Ain't no back door.
Any Thank loose you. Boards on the windows?
That's a good question. I mean...
Loose enough to hand pry off?
I would say give me a dexterity check and see if you can peek through.
Yeah, give him a dexterity check.
Nah, I'm fucking not dexterous to shit of zero.
Hey, I've got -1. You want to roll a fucking dexterity check or not?
Yeah, I will.
You get a +2 and your level added to it.
And my level.
Do you have any background skills that you might add to it?
No, I do for I can make the argument for picking the lock or trying to jimmy the lock open, but not for
yanking
fine. On board.
So you get a +5 to your roll. All
right.
Roll good.
Do I have to?
I hope so. I mean, if you don't, it makes it funner for me.
16.
16? All right, do you want to use one of your rerolls?
Oh, shit. If this goes bad, I'd be like, don't worry about him. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, I will use one of my rerolls.
All right, which one are you going to use, the Crusader or the other?
I'm going to use the Crusader.
Okay.
While being a spy for the Crusader, I... learned a thing or two about being able to sneak into places looking for weaknesses, just being able to recognize where the easiest point of ingress would be.
Okay.
Just out of general experience of breaking into things.
Give me another roll, then.
I'm not using the die I got from you.
No, they're pretty garbage from what I hear.
Yes.
Oh, that's way better. That'll be a 20.
Ooh, damn. All right.
Not natural. 20 altogether.
Okay, that's fine. So you are able to kind of get this board up and look inside.
Mm-hmm. Give him a boost.
You could have helped him in spirit.
Yeah. And from what you see, so you see a man with a cleaver, just kind of going like a dwarf, probably it looks like the size of a dwarf with a cleaver, just going to town on some meat, just chopping stuff up constantly, just going.
What is it? Recognizable meat?
Yeah, is it recognizable meat? Do I see like, is it like...
Is there hair on the meat?
Is it a piece of foot?
No, there's no piece of foot or anything.
Or does
no
it look skin? Like just like large chunks?
Yeah, just right now it looks like it's like kind of ground meat. Like he's, you can't tell, there's no skin on it.
Okay,
You see there's like a pot, like a boiling pot over in the corner. That they're probably doing something in.
Cooking would be my guess.
Cooking, yeah. You do see that stands out with your 20. There are two cages in there.
Oh, fuck.
And there are clearly, like, people in those cages. Missing limbs.
That seems normal.
I don't see any of this, right?
Missing limbs.
No.
You, like, stand and watch for him, right?
You see above the... above, like, where he's chopping the meat... like crudely drawn in blood is like a symbol that you've never, it's like, it looks almost like the Diabolus symbol, but like they've changed it a little bit.
The Diabolus symbol is a hand with an eye in the middle of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something close to that.
Yeah.
All right.
Like it's not the symbol. It's close enough to it where you know what it is, but there's a, like,
but
maybe
a big enough
variation.
Difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what you see.
Okay.
Josh, what are you...
You should tell me about
while you're, while you guys are doing that, Josh, yeah. You're over at the campfire by these guys. What are you doing to keep their attention on you?
So I'm going to each of them, and I'm asking each one of them if they remember the cute golden retriever that was at the Golden Citadel.
None of them
remember. None of them remember. None Not even them. Lying.
Huh?
Not even trying to lie.
I mean, you have to give me the roll. Give me give me the intelligence roll.
Shit. Are they... Okay. plus one. My level?
Yep.
Is that a critical miss over there?
It's a 0 plus 3, so it's 3.
3?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, all of them, they all seem like they're on the up and up with you.
I'm regaling them, then, otherwise I'm regaling them with stories I've heard about the legends of the Golden Company.
Okay.
Like the one time that they tried to push the Great Gold Worm further into the abyss to stop the hordes of demons from running, sacrificing half their number along the way, men dying in fires, hellish and fiendish, blues and reds killing.
All right. Yeah, they're all just like, yeah, we totally did that. Yep, that's 100% us. We totally did that. And they're just kind of like, you hear him talking about some other things, just kind of bringing up other side stories that you haven't heard before.
Oh, tell me about that one. What's that
and
one?
They just kind of go into it, just like, oh yes, there was the one time there was the succubus that we all had to fight off. It was quite tough. All 13 of us, each had to take turns fighting off the abort demon.
Hands on my chin, like, what happened next?
Wow. Yeah, it's just, yeah. So they just keep regaling you with all these tales of fighting demons and such. So.
So, like, I'm into the story. Like, I like it. But I'm also, like, into the fact that they're all, all eyes on me.
Yeah. No,
you know
definitely.
What I mean? Do I get a chance to, like, peripherally see anything that these two are doing?
You see them over there talking now.
Okay.
Like, you can see them definitely talking.
We're talking furiously.
Uh-huh.
So, what are you guys talking about? Argon, what do you say?
Everything seems normal in that building, Doug.
Yeah, they look like they're for sure getting Great Gold Worm followers.
That's actually kind of fucked.
What's going on in there? What'd you see? I was watching your back so you didn't get fucking
grapped,
tackled by someone else.
There's, a pot. And
that's
meats.
Pretty normal in a kitchen.
A man continue like chopping. And some, we might be eating people. I mean, I'm just going to throw that
out. I fucking knew it was people!
I'm not upset. I'm just saying meat is back on the menu.
About this time, the door opens and a dwarf comes kind of like waddling out. He's covered in sweat. You see he's got a cleaver in one hand. And he's got, like, a chain around his side. And he's just like, oi! Food's kind of ready. He's like, I need a lot of you to come help bring it all out. He's like,
I volunteer.
Yeah, I'll volunteer
as
well.
And then push him back in and close the door behind us.
And what I'll do is I'll say, hey, get me some. And I'll just, continue with what I was doing.
You guys are going to try to push him?
just like back into the
yes, let's go.
We'll help you.
Come on,
contested strength.
Contested strength.
Both of us.
Yep.
Okay, mine is terrible.
He sure is. Plus level or just regular 16. Strength?
Plus level, 16.
Yep.
What you fucking 22?
Damn.
I actually didn't roll like shit.
Yeah,
for having a 6 in my strength.
For a -2, that's pretty decent.
So you go kind of barreling him backwards into the kitchen, and yeah, so you push him in, close the door, and Vic, you see that him kind of standing there. You see there's a cage with people in it,
mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of standing like looking at you, just mortified. And then you start to hear a commotion from outside. Baxter, you see the main guy kind of look at you, and he's just like, your friends seem to have a weird sense of
gratitude and hospitality.
Nice, yeah. He's like, what is the meaning of this?
I'm sure if they went in there, they had a great reason.
He's like,
just trying to help. We're just trying to help. We're just trying to be really gracious guests.
Sick. So he kind of looks at the guys around him. He's like, let us go remove our friends from there. And they all start marching towards the door.
I run in front of the door and block it.
Do I recognize that symbol?
Give me a roll.
Can I add my 3 in a cult researcher?
Go for it.
So I get in front of the door and block it, and I yell to the guys, hey, we're jigs up!
16. I also have the linguist.
Actually, I would probably go, prepare for battle! Roll initiative!
Yeah, you've seen it before. From what you know as like an occultist, it looks like... So there are demons and devils in the world.
Yes.
Devils make pacts with people and whatnot. And that looks like somebody...
A devil.
Yeah, like a devil did. Like, it's almost like a mockery of the Diabolist kind of thing, like changing it slightly.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, so that's what it looks like. All right, so let me get this set up here.
Yeah, I definitely let them know that there's trouble on the way.
I don't think these people are who they say they are at all.
Well, probably not.
I'd like to say I stand in front of the main guy and is like, you are no members of the Golden... what is it? The Golden Army?
The Gold Company.
You're no members of the Gold Company. They have honor. You have nothing. And then I go, brr.
I'm going to let these guys in on the fact that I recognize the symbol as the symbol of a pact with a devil.
Oh, I hate every single one of them.
And that I don't believe that these people are who they say they are. And then I put on my wizard cap and robe.
Just as a meta thing, I want to let you guys know, I'm going to get hurt. so you guys know.
The guy, like the captain that looked at you, he's just like, I guess the jig's up then. He's like,
we're moving on.
Don't beat him up too bad, boys.
Moving on.
He's like,
we still need the meat.
Yeah, he's like, we still need the meat. And you see him, he picks up his like bastard sword and starts to shake it, and every time he flicks it, it grows longer and longer until it's a great sword.
Oh, shit.
And then he's just like, well.
He's got a bastard asp.
He's like, so they all start to surround Baxter Knottweiler.
I'll take all yon, and I draw my sword and shield.
Go help him.
About that time.
For the great gold worm.
You start to hear this kind of commotion at the front of the gates. Like, you hear people screaming out loud and like, people like guttural, just like and whatnot, and then you probably hear like a laughter. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I can only assume. And coming through the gates, you see an old familiar friend.
Brett, I'd like to think I see over all of them because I'm super tall.
Well, the other two are inside. You see Bramble running inside, and there is a tiny gnome sitting on his shoulder.
Bramble, who's that? Bramble?
And we'll leave off there. We'll start up next episode with this combat, and we'll go from there.
Guys, Bramble's here.
Bramble's back.
So,
guys, Bramble's back.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
This is gonna be
very much so. I want to thank everybody again that participated in our voting. As you can probably tell, Tyler picked Necromancer.
Yes, I did.
I really appreciate all the feedback. We'll be posting this out as much as we can. Also, this will air before we'll get both of these episodes out before Christmas. So oh, no, that'll
Merry
be
Christmas
our present to you guys.
Listeners.
Yeah.
It's a gift to you.
So thank you very much. Be sure to check out Chris over at Podcast Massacre, and we'll see you guys next week when we take on the posers that were supposed to be the Golden Company.
Sounds like there's 13 of them.
Later.
Fuck.